AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Hard Shoulder, with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Latest figures from the CSO have revealed that the annual rate of inflation has rose to its highest point since February 2024. It's up at 3.2%. To chat about the significance of this, I'm now joined by economist at TU Dublin, Emma Howard. Emma, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. This is not good news for consumers in the run-up to Christmas. This is not what we want to hear. We want to see inflation coming down. What is the main driver this time round?
Yeah, Ciara, it's not good news, but I suppose if we delve into those figures a little bit further, there is, I guess, less bad news for some consumers, because one of the main contributing factors actually is the rise in the cost of third level education. So, you know, that's obviously going to impact on those who are paying third level fees and parents who are paying them, but lots of households won't be impacted by that. And that's gone up by 10.6%. So that's a big contributor. Of course, because the government had implemented a cost of living measure, which was a 1,000 euro reduction in those fees for third level courses. And they announced in the October budget a permanent 500 cut. But of course, that's a temporary increase in those fees, essentially of 500 euro to 2,500. So that's a big part. Now, the less good news is that some of those goods that most or a lot of households in Ireland would buy have increased. So, you know, a lot of things like a lot of food products have gone up in costs for a number of different reasons. But, you know, if you look at the likes of, say, coffee and chocolate that a lot of households would buy, especially around Christmas, we're buying lots of chocolate. Both of those have gone up over 10%. And if you're eating beef or lamb, beef has gone up well over 20% and lamb a similar amount.
Yeah, and not great news if you're planning to socialise this Christmas, which I presume the majority of people will do at some point. The national average price of a pint of stout in a licensed premises in Ireland is up to €6.08. That is a 26-cent increase in the year, while a pint of the humble lager is now up to €6.51. That's up 25 cents compared with November 2024. So the days of getting 2 pints for a tenner are long, long gone. I think we're going to be going 2 pints for €15 at this stage. How has there been real wage growth that keeps a pace with this inflation, Emma?
Yes, that's the point to note, I suppose, about these cost of living increases, is that over the last about year and a half, what we've seen is that on average, wages are increasing at a faster rate than the cost of living has increased. So if you are, you know, in the middle of the income distribution, or if you're lucky enough to be a higher wage earner, you're really not going to be hugely impacted by the increases in the price level that we're seeing today. So, you know, probably you've gotten wage increases that are meaning that your purchasing power, the amount you can buy with those wages, is probably the same, if not better, than it was this time last year.
Briefly, Emma, what's the outlook for 2026?
The outlook for 2026. So this, you know, there's some kind of statistical base effects that are probably playing into the figures today. So the outlook for next year is to have inflation probably in or around 2%. Although, you know, we're not going to see the price level come down. And there is, you know, positive outlook for the economy overall, notwithstanding the fact that there are those on lower incomes are going to be struggling, and they face higher inflation rates than higher income households. Because, of course, if you look at things like the food that we've seen really high price increases, they spend a much higher proportion of their incomes on food. And so it disproportionately impacts them when those food prices go up.
Yeah, so not good news for consumers out there, those low wage families, as you say, that just have to buy the basics, you know, beef, butter, bread, story we will keep an eye on here on the hard shoulder across 2026, I am sure. Economist at TU Dublin, Emma Howard, thank you for joining us on the hard shoulder.
The hard shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.